Pope Benedict XVI today held a special meeting with the clergy of the Diocese of Ballina-Feltre and the clergy of the Diocese of Treviso. Chris Altieri reports.
On Tuesday morning, the Holy Father met with the clergy of Ballina-Feltre and the clergy of the neighbouring Diocese of Treviso in the Church of St. Justina Martyr. Outside the church, located a few kilometres away from Lorenzago in the town of Aurunso, were gathered thousands of well-wishers, among whom were pilgrims, townspeople and holidaymakers, all waving and chanting the Holy Father's name. The civil authorities presented Pope Benedict with gifts of a wooden sculpture featuring a violin and a silver statue of Our Lady. Before going into the church, Pope Benedict greeted a group of sick and disabled pilgrims there to meet the Holy Father at the church door. Inside the church, 20 young children bearing yellow flowers welcomed the Holy Father. Ahead of the encounter, we spoke with the Bishop of Ballina-Feltre, Giuseppe Andrich. Bishop Andrich told us of the excitement and joy the clergy of his diocese experienced at learning of the Holy Father's visit. The bishop said this marks the first time a vacationing pope has held such a direct and open fraternal encounter with the priests and deacons of Ballina-Feltre. The Holy Father held a lengthy meeting with over 400 priests and deacons of the two dioceses, after which he once again greeted the cheering faithful who attended outside the church. Pope Benedict will be in Lorenzago until the 27th of July, after which he will travel to the papal summer residence outside Rome in Castel Gandolfo. I'm Chris Altieri.